Hello and welcome to our program. Today we are looking in Mark chapter 7, if you possibly can. Have your Bible ready. Reading in Mark chapter 7, verse number 1, it says, "Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem." They traveled a long way. What for? Listen to him preach? Well, verse 2 says, "When they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled," that is to say, with unwashed hands, "they found fault." They came together. They found fault. If you're going to stand up and live for Jesus and preach the truth as he did, you're going to find some people who are going to find fault. We're going to look at it in a minute, but first listen to this message and song. We play it quite often because it's got such a great message. I just keep trusting my Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky, or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. Dark in the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. So just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord and he'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. Faithful friend, such a faithful friend, you can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord, he will.
Well, again, in our scripture here in Mark chapter 7, we see, first of all, a confrontation. A confrontation is an unfriendly meeting between opposing parties. It says, "Then came together the Pharisees and the scribes. They come to the disciples of Jesus, and they found fault." They found fault. Well, is it wrong to find fault? If we look at Paul and Peter and James and John and even Jesus, they found fault. The difference between the Pharisees finding fault and Peter and Paul and James and John and Jesus and a lot of Old Testament prophets as well, the difference between them finding fault and the Pharisees finding fault is the Pharisees were finding fault based on the traditions of men. God's leadership was finding fault on the basis of truth, which is the word of God. Thy word is truth, the Bible says. Well, what were the Pharisees finding fault about? Well, the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the traditions of the elders. Now, we've seen before, they've added pages and pages and pages of their traditions to God's Old Testament law, and the traditions of the elders were more important than what the Word of God really said. And those traditions included, verse 4, when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? Now, concerning their rules and regulations that the elders had added to the Word of God, they had 35 pages alone just on the washing of hands. They had to use the right vessels. They had to make sure they had what they considered suitable water. They had to figure out who was allowed to pour the water and how much water was necessary for it to be really effectual, and how much of the hand needed to be wet, and how long before eating was it acceptable to wash your hands. If you waited for half an hour, would you have to do it again? On and on and on and on. And so it's no wonder that Jesus answered in verse number 6 and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied to you hypocrites. You hypocrites. 20 times you'll find that phrase in the Word of God, and most of the time it came from the lips of Jesus. You hypocrites. We get our cute little bumper stickers. What would Jesus do? Well, that's what he'd do. He'd call them hypocrites. He said, you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Well, he used an example here, verse 10 down through verse 12. He said, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, who curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer more no more to do aught for his father and mother. Now, to say Corban was rather than support their parents who were in need with their money, they could just say Corban, which meant this money has been dedicated to God, so we can't give you any more to eat this week, if indeed they needed to eat. What hypocrites. And so he said in verse number 13, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Now, he calls the people together, it says here, and warns them about these religious hypocrites. He said in verse 14, and when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand, there is nothing from without a man that entereth into him can defile him, but things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Well, in verse number 17, we read, when he entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning that parable. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Well, it must have been so exasperating as these men traveled with Jesus all these years, and they still weren't picking it up. Do ye not perceive, he said, that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man it cannot defile him. Now, you put the wrong thing into a man, might defile his body, but it won't defile him. We need to understand the difference here. You might get physically affected if you take some poison, but it won't defile you. You're living for eternity. Well, what will defile you? He said, because it entereth, that enters into the body, it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out in the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. Why? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, theft, covetous, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. That all comes out. All these things come from within and defile the man. Well, that's quite a list of things, and those false hypocrites, those religious leaders of his day who ended up crucifying Jesus, were guilty of them all in one way or another. There's nothing more evil than leading people astray, saying, follow our religion, and then having them end up in hell. Well, in verse 24, we read, from thence he arose and went unto the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and we'll look at that in our next message. Be sure and tune in.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every wish. Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee?